on. Ladies and gents, you're now once again tuned into your new favorite radio program. This is Patty's Radio 12, cheaper by the Patties, the 12th edition of Patty's Radio, coming to you right here on HMS Net Radio and via the Patty's Radio podcast, broadcasting from 314 Main in downtown Houston, Texas, from the legendary Natsua. It's a play on words. It's like cheaper by the dozen, only it's Patty's, because this is radio and not Steve Martin movie. Hello, Patty's peeps. I'm your host with the most, the top cat, the man that's taking over Earth. And still, for the third consecutive week of the second season, somehow, someway, I am still managing to kick in your anus. My name is E-Rev, a.k.a. Easy Money, a.k.a. Dollar Symbol, also known as Gwai. And boy, you've chosen quite the night to tune in, or day, I don't know when you're listening, to tune in to your new favorite radio program, Patty's Radio. Not only will we bring you some of today's most underrated, unheralded, soon-to-be most talked-about names in music. Wait, there's more. But for the first time in Season 2, we'll bring you a special guest on the program, going by the name of Inertia, who you can check out on Twitter right now, at Inertia316. That's at I-N-E-R-T-I-A 316 on the Twitter machine. And hell, while we're throwing out social media plugs, let me go ahead and tell you that you can check us out all over social media at Patty's Radio on Twitter and Instagram. That's at P-A-T-T-I-E-S Radio. Check out our homepage, pattysradio.tumblr.com. That's where the blogathon is going on through the week. Make sure to give us a like on Facebook, because boy, we desperately need it. Facebook us. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/EZEREV. That's youtube.com/EAZYEREV. That to me. As always, we got music coming to you from all over the globe in places like Santa Monica, California, Berlin, and the United Kingdom, which is where the first artist up on our program is from this evening. They go by the name of Clockwork Radio. And you can check them out on the web right now at clockworkradio.co.uk. That's clockworkradio.co.uk. This is Feel It Up by Clockwork Radio right here on Patty's Radio 12. Cheaper by the Patties.
You're I need a little time. My vision, I'm trying to conceptualize and never revisit them times when my pockets get bad. I know we've been rocking for a minute, but baby, let's not move. So don't get mad, just have patience. That time will soon pass. Show you the best of times that you've had. Make you forget about your last and kill all the stress from your past. Know we've been rocking for a minute, but baby, let's not move. Saw her strolling one spring break, right down Ocean Drive in Miami where Queens lay. Elegant face and her body features were flawless. Was cautious with my approach, cause the false is now clearly broken. Perspective of all the brothers who really just do the most. I know the game and my lane is playing the post. I observe, but I see those curves and I'm really who you deserve. And the things that them lanes is talking just got you feeling reserved. So come and ride with a king that's gonna open up your mind and cherish you as a queen. I seen the potential winner from the combo she delivered. And she was bitter at first because her heart was injured. She opened up, now she considering plans for dinner. Exchange numbers upon a yes, so I guess I passed a test. Plus I'm coming different, I know she feeling refreshed. All that BS from the past, let's just put it to rest. But say love, my vision, I'm trying to conceptualize and never revisit them times when my pockets get bad. I know we've been rocking for a minute, but baby, let's not move. So don't get mad, just have patience, that time will soon pass. Show you the best of times that you've had. Make you forget about your last and kill all the stress from your past. Know we've been rocking for a minute, but baby, let's not move. Now after dinner and couple weeks texting back and forth, a casual conversation and got her thinking to wine more. So let's explore the physicals, intentional roles beyond some levels we can't control. She pulled me close as soon as she entered the latch right through the door. Took off all the clothes at the plan for a little while. Entered the nine and I started beasting, you know my style. Well protected as I went deeper, her screaming got so loud that love it went so wild. And started screaming, she want my child. Blasting me, I'm actually thinking she need to slow it down before her exes in turn manifest my absence. I'm asking, can we keep the balance and let it genuinely grow instead of burning and crashing and letting each other go. And I know you caught in the moment and feelings just in the show. But baby, we don't have to rush, cause I'd rather just let it flow and progress. Don't need no stress while continuing on our quest. So all that BS from your past, let's just put it to rest. But say love, my vision, I'm trying to conceptualize and never revisit them times when my pockets get bad. I know we've been rocking for a minute, but baby, let's not move. So don't get mad, just have patience, that time will soon pass. Show you the best of times that you've had. Make you forget about your last and kill all the stress from your past. Know we've been rocking for a minute, but baby, let's not move. My vision, I'm trying to conceptualize and never revisit them times when my pockets get bad. I know we've been rocking for a minute, but baby, let's not move. So don't get mad, just have patience, that time will soon pass. Show you the best of times that you've had. Make you forget about your last and kill all the stress from your past. Know we've been rocking for a minute, but baby, let's not move.
Of the EP, which is entitled Righteous Ex-King. That was one of our original Paddus peeps out of New Orleans, Louisiana, going by the name of R.I.K. The name of that song was called Too Fast, and it was produced by Y Phoenix. You can check out more from R.I.K. right now on Twitter at Righteous Ex-King. Big shout out to all our Paddus peeps in the N.O. And speaking of Paddus peeps, it's time to welcome on our first guest of season two. He goes by the name of Carlton Wilson, but you may know him better as Inertia, or at least you will know him better by the end of this segment. He hails from Wichita, Kansas. You can check him out online right now at Inertia316 on Twitter. That's at I-N-E-R-T-I-A 316 on the Twitter. Pattis peeps listening around the world. We are now joined by Inertia. Nurse, welcome to Pattis Radio.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, E-Rev?
Hey, man, I'm doing very well. Very much appreciate you being our first guest on this second season of your new favorite radio program, Pattis Radio.
I'm meant to be here.
All right, well, we'll jump straight into it. Now, for all the Pattis peeps listening to us right now on HMS Net Radio and via the Pattis Radio podcast in little pockets all around the globe, explain to them what Wichita, Kansas is like.
Wichita, Kansas is the breadbasket of America. There's a lot of unknown things about the state, the city, man. It's my hometown. I love it. Yeah, man, we coming. There's just a lot of talent there, a lot of stories. Anything you'd like to know, feel free to ask.
All right, so cool. So seeing how Wichita, Kansas is very diverse, why don't you explain what the music scene and what the industry is like in Wichita?
Right, right. You know, we definitely on the come up. Like, we're not known nationally or, like, in the game, like how New Orleans has done its thing, how Atlanta has done its thing, New York has started it and all of that. But, man, I feel like we have the talent to do it. There's some notables. First guy that comes to mind, XB. He signed to Warner Brothers Records now. He's had songs on Verizon Wireless commercials. Good friend of mine. We went to high school together, used to be best friends. Name SE Trill. Dude just got the nastiest beats. Very sick. It's just a matter of time before he pops. He just got to keep moving. And there's so many like tight dudes in the music scene in Wichita. It's just gonna take us time to keep building, get to that point where we're in more power positions. And I think that, you know, you'll start to hear about us more.
Gotta let you know that right now we're being joined by the CEO of MyPersonalProducer.com. How did you come up on the name My Personal Producer?
I was listening to a guy named Evan Pagan. He is a multi-million dollar guy. He started his own business and it got to the multi-million dollar level. And then he started teaching other people how to get to that level. And I was listening to one of his courses and he was just talking about branding and talking about how the best names in culture that stick around and do well usually have repetitive sounds. And, you know, I was just listening to it, thinking about it as he was talking, and that idea just came to me of my personal producer, the P and the P, how it could work, and started the website from there.
All right, we'll be back with more from my special guest, Inertia, in a minute. But right now, I got to tell you that the song you're about to hear on Pattis Radio 12, Cheaper by the Pattis, is coming to you from Gracie, who you can check out online right now on Facebook. Facebook.com/PetGracie. That's Facebook.com/PETGRACIE. Name of the song you're about to hear is called Trick or Treat, and it's on right now on this special edition of Pattis Radio. Here's Gracie.
Where I've been shown, I'll pretend like I've been here much longer. Bitch, don't you mistake me. She push, she say that still ain't enough. My nigga, we far from finished. I need you to beat it up. You know I like it rough, and I ain't trying to cuff. No, you already got a gal, not just be his little slug. Got you shook up. Bitch, don't you rush me. It's that boy Kyle, staying sharp and never rusty. About to give it to you.
Who you looking for? Jojo? To the Swami? See your big game? Let's see. All we want to do is just groove with you, baby. Come on over to 26.
I'm shook up. Oh, baby, I'm shook up. Ooh, we need to hook up. Oh, we really gotta look up. Ooh, we.
That was Boogie Nights by Third Ward's Finest. They go by the name of Rosewood Thieves. And you can check out their music and more at their website, rosewoodthieves.com. That's Rosewood, T-H-I-E-V-Z.com. We're still joined here by a special guest on this season 2 edition of your new favorite radio program, Pattis Radio, going by the name of Inertia. Check out his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/inertia. That's soundcloud.com/INERTIA. All right, so we see you start making beats at 16 years old.
Right.
Explain to the Pattis peeps, how did that experience go and how did that lead you to where you are right now, where you're joining the Money Man right here on this 12th edition of your new favorite radio program, Pattis Radio?
I mean, should we start from the beginning? I ain't gonna tell you every single detail. It's a long story, but it started in high school. Like, my love of hip hop, I remember the day vividly. I got into a cypher. They always had cyphers every lunch at Southeast in Wichita, Kansas.
Shout out to Southeast.
Shout out to Southeast, Buffaloes. And they was having a cypher one day, and I just remember deciding, okay, I'm gonna get in today. And they was already bobbing. My dude Kenneth was beatboxing and everybody was rapping. And I got in, I spit two bars, and just everybody exploded. Everybody exploded. After my second bar, I didn't even get a chance to keep rapping because everybody just went, oh, and flipped. And everybody was just going wild. The principals came over and thought that it was a fight going on. And that just was etched in my brain like, oh, hell yeah. Like, if I could live doing that and getting paid for a living doing that, I'm all in, and have been ever since that day. So that's just how it started. Right out of high school, a guy named Spit, shout out to Spit, got signed to Interscope Records, and he used one of my beats on the demo that he submitted. He called and let me know, and he also let me know that his manager was putting together a production camp. And I was on the next plane to LA, met him, met his manager, we hit it off. I ended up living out there for about 3 years. He put me in a studio with Paulo the Don around the time where he first started popping. His first single had just dropped, and I got to sit down in the lab with him and watch how he makes beats, watch his process and learn. And just all around, like, he introduced me to a lot of different people and helped me in my career. I moved on from that situation. I kept grinding, kept moving. Met Soulja Boy's A&R, the guy who was executive producing Soulja Boy's project. He played Soulja Boy one of my beats. Soulja Boy loved it, recorded it that day. It ended up going on his last album, The DeAndre Way. It's a track called Do It Big. Got paid from that, then moved to Atlanta and lived out there for about 3 years as well, grinding. Won the iStandard Producer Showcase out there where the judges was no malice from the clips. Kane Beats, the dude who produced Super Bass, a bunch of different Lil Wayne and Dre tracks, and a couple other Grammy Award winners. Took home first place, grinded from there, and now I'm just continuing to push. Like, I've had little nuggets of success here and there, but I am not to where I know I should be. So I'm just gonna continue pushing until I get there. That has led me to now being on Patty's Radio, talking to you, Rev. And getting the word out.
All right, we'll be back with more from our special guest, Inertia, on Cheaper by the Pattis, Pattis Radio 12. Coming up right now, your new favorite radio program is a song to which the music video was actually seen on our hit television program that I keep raving about. It's called Pattis Radio on TV, people, and it's seen from hmstv.org every Friday night here in Houston at 12 a.m., 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. Thursday on the West Coast. Make sure you check your local listings. But you get music videos from all these Pattis peeps, just like Little India and their song Sleep. Make sure to check out their website, littleindiaband.com. That's littleindiaband.com. Big shout out to your boy Conan. Here's Little India with Sleep right here on Pattis Radio.
Hey, this is Hannah, and you're listening to your new favorite radio program, Patty's Radio.
Out of Santa Monica, California, that was our Patty's peeps, Hannah Kostema, with her song, Didn't Want to Waste My Time. Make sure you check her out right now online at hannahkostema.bandcamp.com. That's Hannah, H-A-N-N-A, K-O-S-T-A-M-A-A, .bandcamp.com. We'll talk to your boy, Inertia, who is the winner of the ATL iStandard Producer Showcase on this 12th edition of your new favorite radio program, Patty's Radio. Okay, now, while we got a second, so explain to all the Patty's peeps listening right now on HMS Nat Radio and via the Patty's Radio podcast, what that moment was like. What did that do to your mindset? Did that, like, further encourage you and, like, I guess confirm the fact that, yeah, I can do this and all my dreams are, like, possible? What did that do?
Oh, man, it felt phenomenal. I remember the day that I won and just how he announced me. He's like, this dude's swag was on point. He had the killer beats. I know this should take a whole number one. And it just felt great. I had some people out there who, shout out to OB, shout out to Kayla, shout out to Daniel. It was just, I felt on top of the world. They gave me like awards and shit. They would give me like, I won like a keyboard and stuff as well. And it was just dope, man. I felt really good. And it just wanted to, it's like, okay, I want to do that again now. So, yeah, it was a feeling, man. Definitely a big accomplishment.
I'm still in here joined by your boy Inertia on Cheaper by the Patties, Patties Radio 12. All right, so Inertia, who were some of your influences that you listened to growing up? Or just rappers or people that helped shape your game to this point?
Absolutely. Two people come to mind right off the bat. First would have to be King Koopa, Color Changing Click Clack Leader, Chameleonaire. That would be the first artist that I ever bought a poster for and like put it up on my wall. I remember my boy, Shop Dub, put me on to this dude, and the flow was just insane. Like, he could just put together bars, his lyrics were just like, what the fuck? Did I just hear him say that? He got the flow, he could sing. When he's screwed, it's just even nicer. So he really influenced me a lot. Like, I really started loving hip-hop even more after hearing that dude. And second would have to be Jay-Z. Jay-Z is my favorite rapper of all time. He's just, what he's done to me is just unparalleled. No one has ever reached that level to this day. And not only that, like, if you just separate his career just from the music, like, how long was we bumping Magna Carta? You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, Magna Carta was just sick. One of his best projects, and it's his latest one. And he's been putting out projects since the 90s. So it's like, I'm just a very big influence on me and my favorite artist.
We're still joined here by a special guest, Inertia, who you can find on Twitter right now at INERTIA316. All right, we got music coming from our special guest, Inertia. But right now, let's talk about your Misunderstood EP, the first single off Misunderstood. It's called So Far, and it's, I guess, somewhat controversial just because of the subject matter in the song. Why don't you tell the Patty's peeps, especially those that are in different parts of the globe, who are not familiar with, the cultural atmosphere of America, explain to them why So Far is so, talked about and controversial. I guess give your feelings on the whole matter.
Sure. Yeah, So Far, plain and simple, is about the word nigga. That word has so much attached to it, so much history, so much negativity, so much just violence. And at the same time, that word means something totally different than what it used to. And I felt like there's like a silent majority of especially people in the African-American community who feel the way that I feel about the word. And just the way that I feel, I mean, I'm not discounting the fact that it was used to degrade our culture back in the Gap. And it still may be used to try to degrade us now, but regardless, it's just become a word that is a term of endearment between young black males, and not even black males now. I've been hearing Puerto Ricans calling each other nigga all the time. I've been hearing white people call each other nigga back and forth. You know what I'm saying? That's just a part of their vernacular. I feel like that's the silent majority. Like, there's just a lot of kids nowadays that we use that word all the time, and it's just a part of the way we talk. Like, that's my nigga. And it has nothing to do with what it used to mean. But I think there's a disconnect right there between the older generation who grew up being brought down by that word and us who are it's no longer a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. That's my nigga. So I felt like there was a silent majority. There's just a bunch of people who feel that way, like, man, it's not what it used to be, but don't have a voice for it, haven't vocalized it. And that's what I wanted to do, just to give a voice to a whole culture of people.
All right, well, bet. Well, first off, let me say I appreciate your candor on that whole subject and just sharing your thoughts with us right here on the 12th edition of your new favorite radio program, Patty's Radio. I got to say, I share some of your feelings on the word and just how it's used in society. But let me ask this question. So with that, this song going out, and though it's not in superstardom yet, but when you reach that point, like, are you ready for the backlash or the criticism that you may receive for those feelings and just putting out this song in general?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely ready for that. I know it's coming. I mean, because they talk about the word all the time on ESPN, just everywhere. I know that I'm going to be criticized for that. There's still a lot of people who just feel like you don't say that word. They say that they act like it's a cuss word and all that. I mean, we'll see what happens. Like, I can't tell you how I will respond in the future because I don't know what type of attacks are going to come. But at the end of the day, I'm just stating what I see. And it's just, it's been that way my whole life. Like, all my cousins growing up used that word. My family used that word. My whole culture just uses that word. And it's not like it used to be. Like, for me, it's like it's the intention behind the word that causes a problem, not the word itself. Like, if you can use any word. Like, I could say bottle. I could say bottle right now is a bad word. And I'm like, you fucking bottle? Like, now, it don't matter what word I'm using, it's the intention behind it that's causing the problem. So that's how I feel about with the word nigga. Like, it used to be, the intention behind it, when people were saying it, used to be very bad. To call somebody a nigga, you were just trying to just say that they were lower than dirt. But now, that is not the intention when people are saying nigga to each other. They are not telling each other that they are lower than dirt. They are just simply talking. And it just happened that way. I can't explain it to you. That's why I even sang the song. I couldn't really tell you why. I don't know why. But that's just the way that it is. So I'm just giving a voice to that.
Coming up right now, we got music from our special guest who joined us right now on Patty's Radio. It's your boy Carlton Wilson, a.k.a. Inertia, who you can find on Facebook right now, facebook.com/INERTIAMPP. Name of the song is called So Far, and it's on right now. Patty's 12, cheaper by the Patty's.
Okay. Times change, so do meanings. We used to be fouls, now we're greeting. Just happened, couldn't really tell you why. All I know is I've been saying nigga all my life. And never once thought about slavery. It was just something all my cousins would say to me. Hit my friends too, at least the black ones. My white friends wouldn't dare say that one. And that's just how a nigga been living. I don't understand all this extra friction. People hurt people, not words. To try to ban the words, kinda absurd. But I get it, I just seen 12 years a slave. And seen how white folks used to behave. But I guess I kinda see it like a key though. Turn something ugly and change it to something beautiful. Take something ugly and change it to something beautiful. That's right. Take something ugly and change it to something beautiful. My nigga. We've come so far now. Give it up, give it up. We've come so far now. Give it up, give it up now. We've come so far now. Give it up, give it up, my nigga. We've come so far now. Give it up, give it up now. We've come so far now. Give it up, give it up, my nigga. We've come so far now. Give it up, give it up. I don't know if you've seen the banner, but it seems like America's getting tanner. So give it up, give it up. Loving that applause, that's what's up, that's what's up. I mean, not to be cocky, but really, how could you knock me? Then watch my people from nothing move to the top of the Rocky. And I'll be taking it global from Kansas to Kawasaki. And we came a long way. Really, what you gotta say, nigga? We've come so far now. far now. Give it up, give it up. We've come so far now. Give it up, my neck. We've come so far now. Give it up, we've come so far now. Give it up, my neck. We've come so far now. Give it up, we've come so far now. Give it up, my neck. We've come so far now. Give it up, we've come so far now. Give it up, my neck. We've come so far now.
Away Days with their song Paris, right here on the 12th edition of your new favorite radio program, Patty's Radio.
Girl, I wanna make sweet love to you.
Now they're out of Istanbul. Make sure you check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/theawaydays. That's facebook.com/theawaydays. All right, we're back joined with our special guest Inertia, talking about his upcoming project Misunderstood. I guess explain to all the Patty's peeps like what's going into that project.
Yeah, man, Misunderstood is gonna be my best work today. I'm learning all the lessons I learned from that first project and just growing with it. With Misunderstood, man, I'm talking to anybody out there who feels misunderstood. I can relate. I know what it feels like. So many, especially just in the African American community. It's just very easy to be misunderstood. You just walk into a building somewhere and you're already being judged. You're already being seen a certain way. You're already being misunderstood before you open up your mouth. And, you know, I just want to give a voice to that feeling and to help people who are feeling misunderstood to get over that and to be okay with not being understood and still have the confidence in themselves to keep moving forward, doing what they know is right in their heart, regardless of how anybody else thinks about them. That's the whole concept of the album. So I'm just making song after song that's just gonna be dope, that expresses those emotions and those experiences and things like that.
All right, Patty's Peeps, we're still joined here by your boy, Inertia, who you can find on Facebook right now, facebook.com/InertiaMPP. That's InertiaMPP. We got your Patty's Top 5 coming up, and I guarantee it's full of shits and giggles. All right, while we're talking about Misunderstood, you got a pretty cool campaign idea to help, like, get the whole project put together and raise money for it. Won't you let the Patty's Peeps know what's going on with that and how they can help support your music?
Absolutely. I'm about to launch an Indiegogo campaign for this album. Indiegogo is like Kickstarter. It's crowdfunding. I'm gonna need help. Like, I'm gonna need help. I don't have the backing of a label or any major fiscal sponsor. All I have is the talent that I fully believe in and the drive to get it done and to get to where I know I can make it to. But to do that, I need help. And that's why I'm launching this Indiegogo campaign, to ask anybody who would help donate money to my campaign for a good cause to do so. The album is Misunderstood. The goal is to raise $11,500. I already have the budget put together. The budget, $5,000 for marketing, $1,500 for the CD production, $1,500 for the mixing, mastering, recording, $1,250 for the music video production, and another $1,250 for another street team guerrilla marketing. I need all of that to get everything to where I needed to get to. And that's what I'm asking for. If you want to support a movement of just helping people to believe in themselves and helping just a young kid. I ain't a young kid no more. I still feel young, but I'm getting past that. Just helping someone reach their goals and to help you reach your own goals. That's how you can help me do it, is through this Indiegogo campaign. Everything is listed there. I'm going to launch it this Monday coming up. Everything is listed on there. And that's a way you can help this album actually happen and come to fruition and get to where it needs to get to.
Hey, and if you would be so kind, won't you give the Patty's Peeps your email address, where they can send you questions or comments about this interview, or even just fucking blow up your inbox, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, don't just kill my email box, please, people. I already got like 87 these messages that tell me I'm winning lotteries and all this shit. Please don't be the next person. But if you want to reach me on the email, it's CarltonInertiaWilson@gmail.com. That's one way you can reach me. Twitter, of course. Probably the two best ways right there. And Facebook, of course.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with a segment that's sweeping not only the country, but the whole entire world. And especially with this, because he's going to set some fucking people's Twitters on fire. It's your boy, Inertia, talking about his all-time top five basketball players. I'm sure this is going to be controversial and probably piss some people off. But like I always say, don't tweet at me. Tweet at him, @Inertia316. This is not mine. This is his, ladies and gentlemen. Inertia, give him your Patty's Top 5.
Yeah, man. So, starting with number one, I have to say number one sport with your boy would have to be basketball. Basketball is just my favorite sport, hands down.
All right, now, hold on. Now, are we talking about other hoopers, or are we talking about you actually on the court?
Hey, we just going to talk about spectate right now. There was a point in time where I could hoop, but it's been a minute. So, we just going to talk about them boys who can hoop and lead. There's a lot of them. Love watching basketball. Okay.
And there's no pressure, but I'm just saying, some of them may or may not be listening to your new favorite radio program, Patty's Radio, right now. I can't confirm or deny that. But I'm just saying, King James may be listening. Go ahead.
No pressure. Shoot, man. Number one is obvious and easy to me. It don't have to be the great Michael Jordan. Definitely, to me, the best basketball player I've ever seen with my own two eyes. 6 for 6 in the championship. Just can't take it away from him. Number two, I might have to go with, it might be Isaiah Thomas. I don't know if you remember Isaiah Thomas, but oh my goodness. At his size, the way that he just controlled the whole game, his passing ability, the way he, just everything. Zeke was that dude. Number three, oh my God. I mean, there's so many great players. But I would say MJ, Zeke, I'm gonna have to go with Magic. Number three, Magic Johnson was just a floor general. Somebody who was 6'9". A lot of people don't know he won the championship in his rookie year. And on the final game of that series, he started at center because Kareem got hurt. So, I mean, the versatility of him to do that. And this is back in, what, 79, 80? Like, ridiculous. And just the talent he had with the ball, ridiculous. After that, my next thought I had to probably be, I had to be Dr. J. And look, I'm naming these top five, but man, there's no way you can put it all down because there's so many great players out there. But these are just what come to my mind. Dr. J, I have to say, number four, just because of his impact on the game. Never seen nobody come out with that kind of swag, that kind of presence on the court, and just the talent. He was a very good basketball player, but he brought a whole new style of play. He just changed the game. And right after that, I'm probably going to have to throw LeBron up in that conversation, man. LeBron James is a freak of nature. We've never seen a dude at that size who can move like that. Nobody. I can't compare him to anybody. He's like Karl Malone's size, but he out there guarding D. Rose. Like, get out of here. It don't even seem possible. But he does it day in and day out. And I don't even think we've seen his peak yet. He's still in his prime. Like, he still has a lot that he can grow into. He can still grow as a man. He can still grow as a basketball player. He can still get his jump shot even wetter. So, yeah. I'll have to say them are my top five basketball players right now.
Hey, man, we're about to get out of here with your boy Nourish right here on this 12th edition of Pattis Radio, cheaper by the Pattis. But before we do, you also work with Soulja Boy on his album, The DeAndre Way. Let us know how that was and, like, just that entire experience.
It's just like, yes, it's like validation. Because when you start as a musician, man, you really don't have much to go off of. It's different than sports, you know what I'm saying? Like, sports, if you 6'8", 250, it's not debatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a big dude, and if you got speed with that, this is not a matter of opinion. You are validated by the simple fact of your physical prowess. But with music, it's more about opinions. It's more about how you feel about it, how the next man feels about it. So it means a lot more when you get validated. And for me, that was like the validation I needed to just see, like, this dude is already on. He doesn't need my beats. He can get beats from anybody. Soulja makes his own beats. But for him to pick my record and say, I like that joint, and it was about to be a single. You'll see on the Wikipedia, they talk about all of the politics behind it. But he wanted that to be the first single from the DeAndre Way album, but it ended up being Pretty Boy Swag and everything else happened. But to have that validation from another person, it's just, you need that. It gives you that feeling of confidence. Even though the confidence was there before, now it's just like, okay, I can't, this is not debatable anymore. Like, I'm getting on. And it just gives you that oomph you need to just keep pushing as a musician.
Hey, we've reached the last segment of Pattis Radio. Well, basically, you give a shout-out to talk to anybody out there in the universe you want to talk to. So, I know we got to shout-out Brandon, Majestic, Raven, ENT for help putting this whole thing together. But, hey, Nurse, you got the floor. Talk to anybody you want to. Just stay in the Pattis Radio.
I just
want
to say thank you to anybody who's out there supporting me or supporting anybody who's just trying to get there and trying to live their dream, man. Shout-out to you. We can't do it without you. That's what this whole thing is about. I would say shout-out to the haters, but nah, fuck the haters. Like, I know a lot of people say, like, I love haters. I remember, like, Kevin say, you need haters. You need to try to get mowed by Sunday. Like, I feel them. But nah, fuck the haters, man. Like, to me, like, y'all ain't helping nothing. Y'all just sitting back watching us move, sitting at the crib, talking shit. You're not getting off your ass and doing what you need to do. Because you got a dream, too. You got something that you're supposed to be doing. You can be great, too. But you just in the home, not doing shit, talking shit. Man, I don't have nothing. I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't, that's just where I'm at with. So shout out to all the supporters, people who are out there trying to get it, anybody who's just doing the best that they can in their life, man. Shout out to you. I hope we meet. I want to shake your hand. We can drink a beer together and be happy in this life, man.
Why don't you tell the Patties people where they can find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Inertia316. That's Inertia, I-N-E-R-T-I-A, at 316 on Twitter. Best place to find me is my SoundCloud. That is soundcloud.com/inertia, I-N-E-R-T-I-A. You can find all my music there. You can find links to all my other pages there as well.
Believe that. Well, we want to thank your boy, Carlton Wilson, the CEO of MyPersonalProducer.com, for joining us on this 12th edition of your new favorite radio program, Patty's Radio. We look forward to speaking to you again in the future, and hey, man, keep it tight, and we thank you for joining us on Patty's Radio.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me. Loving Patty's Radio, loving E-Rev, man. I'll definitely be back.
That was Inertia, who was out of what we learned is the breadbasket of America, Wichita, Kansas, joining us on this 12th edition of Patty's Radio, Cheaper by the Patties. This has been Patty's Radio, coming to you on HMS Nat Radio and via the Patty's Radio podcast. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at PATTIES Radio. My name is E-Rev. It's been a pleasure. We'll catch you next week, broadcasting from 314 Main in downtown Houston, Texas, at the legendary, the historic Natsua.